Hello friends, welcome to VSchool. We are on the final chapter, chapter 9. A very, very important chapter on business models and business values, especially for fintech. We have seen how fintech is disrupting verticals of almost all the industries. And there is a great potential for their growth and progress. However, what matters most is a business model, which is a path, which is a plan that will indicate the strategies to grow from the point of streamlining the processes, then generating revenue. At the same time, the business values are very important because how good you run your company, the objectives are to be met, and the business values will be for the company, employees, the customers, and the company as a whole. So this chapter is going to be very, very important from the practical point of view. Even though you may be a fintech expert, you run a business, and for that to require a model and a value. So good business values, good business models can make your company grow and take advantage of this opportunity that has sprung because of the massive fintech disruption. In this chapter, you'll understand the different types of business models, business values adopted by the fintech companies in order to provide quality services for sustaining the rapid growth. It will also help you understand the goals, objectives, advantages, and limitations of business models and business values for the fintech company. We will specifically deal with introduction, what exactly the business model, different types of fintech business models, advantages of effective business model, disadvantages of ineffective business models, limitations of business models. Then we come to what exactly is business value, different types of fintech business values, advantages of effective business values, disadvantages of ineffective business values, limitations of business values, then road ahead for effective business models and the business values. So friends, let's start with an introduction. Fintech companies should learn about different business models to identify the best fit business model that aligns with their vision, mission, goals, values, and target customers. A suitable business model will generate revenue streams and will be viable in the long run. A unique business model will be easily identified in the fintech market and can help them differentiate from the competitors. Effective business models are the replica of the overall strategy and approach of the fintech company and clearly defines the value proposition and the cost structure. They are scalable, they can reach a broader customer base and are more attractive to the potential investors. FinTech has created business models that can grow revenues exponentially without increasing cost. Innovators have also developed a better methodology for risk assessment. Traditional financial institutions are re-evaluating the business models and developing the business strategies to embrace the FinTech innovation for survival. FinTech promises healthy returns and growth through the creative business models. As such, both new and established fintech companies require effective business models to motivate, manage their employees, and sell their innovative financial products and services to the target market, remain competitive in the market, attract investments, and ensure they can offer consistently valuable and profitable products and services to their customers. So that brings up to the first question, what exactly is a business model? Before we understand what exactly is a business model, let us understand what a model simply means. A model concerning a business is a business methodology to describe its business strategy to perform the operations with best practices to generate revenue. In this vein, a business model is a plan that helps the company do its operations and provide value to the customers as well as generate profits. The business model is significant for the company as it decides which path it will follow and where it will reach in the future. fintech companies are disrupting the traditional financial companies at a rapid pace, and hence the business model are crucial for the fintech companies to capitalize on the new opportunities and achieve the growth. Effective business models can help the fintech company to scale its disruptions and grab the market share. So what could be the main aim of a business model? The main aim of a business model is to guide its stakeholders about its target customers, value propositions, revenue streams, cost structure, and the distribution channels. Suppose a fintech company succeeds in designing its business model well. In that case, it can quickly adapt to the changes in the market scenarios or the competition and gain an edge in the long term. What could be the primary purpose of a business model? The primary purpose of a business model is to outline a framework to define the strategy to create and deliver and generate revenue from the crucial business components. What are the goals of business models? Number one, to create efficiencies in its operations. Number two, to satisfy its customers with the need-based quality products and services. Number three, to differentiate the business from its competitors by providing the innovative products and services, and to create new revenue streams by growing and expanding. The goals could also include to create customer loyalty by delivering high quality products and services, to optimize the cost and reduce the waste, by ensure long-term sustainability by considering impacts on society, changes in technology, and customer preferences, to generate and sustain the profits in the long term, and to effectively deal with the regulations or comply with the regulations. So what could be the main objectives of a business model? The main objective of a business model is to create a sustainable and profitable business by aligning its products and services with the customer values. Fintech companies should keep learning new models to embrace the most suitable model for their business. Effective business models for the fintech companies should include clarity of goals, strategic planning, value propositions, target market, as well as revenue. A well-crafted business model allows the fintech to make informed decisions about the resource allocation for scaling their operations to reach a broader customer base. Potential investors always look for the viability and potential of a fintech company through an effective business model. Now let us look at the various business models that exist in the fintech industry. The first, product-oriented business model. In a product-oriented business model, the entire focus is on developing and selling a specific product, for example, a high-end server. In service-oriented business model, the focus is on developing and selling a specific service, for example, maintenance service. In a platform-based business model, the focus is on providing a platform that connects different users to the products and services, for example, an e-commerce platform. In a subscription-based business model, the focus is on charging customers a recurring fee for access to the product or service, for example, subscription to a software. In case of a freemium business model, the essential component of the product or service is provided free, but additional customized features are charged. In a franchisee business model, the focus is on charging a royalty for using an established brand. In a marketplace business model, the focus is on earning commission for bringing together buyers and sellers on a single platform. So there can be different types of fintech business models. For example, financial services model, digital banking model, personal financial management model, wealth management business model, open banking model, payment of remittances business model, mobile payments model, lending business model, peer-to-peer lending business model, crowdsourcing business model, insurtech model, regtech model, digital wallet model, blockchain-based model, API-enabled model. So let's look at this one by one. financial services model is the most basic model provided to banks and financial institutions. Fintech companies are providing the IT infrastructure to banks and financial institutions for providing quality tech-driven financial services with unique niche and personalized services. Digital technology is playing a key role in earning, creating new revenue streams. A shift from the traditional channel to the mobile and web application is reducing the transaction costs considerably. In digital banking model, the digital banking has disrupted the traditional banking system with the core banking software and alternative delivery channels such as the ATMs, the internet banking, and the mobile banking. Customers can now open an account, make payments, and apply for loans on the online platforms created by the bank. Digital identity verification platforms are very useful in providing the digital banking services. The customer's identity is established through the biometric authentication methods. In case of a personal finance management model, which is specifically created for customers who cannot avail of wealth management services, it helps them to manage their personal finances such as budgeting, saving, and investing with specific tools available on the bank's website or on the mobile applications. Fintech companies have disrupted the financial advisor model in the wealth management space due to the rise of the robo-advisories. Robo-advisors use advanced technologies to offer algorithm-based automatic wealth management service at a low cost. Fintechs also provide methods and tools for providing real-time investment and trade recommendations, catering to an investor's preferences in case of a wealth management business model. The predictive analytical tools are driven by artificial intelligence. It provides valuable insights to design an optimal portfolio for clients and give maximum returns with minimum risk. The wealth management companies are driven by the fintechs to seek new ways to provide access to new asset class and to the alternative investments. Timely and effective communications with the clients in new and different ways as possible due to a wide variety of innovative technology tools. In an open banking platform, which is the latest concept in banking, it enables third-party providers to access the bank account's information and offer financial services and the savings tools. In the payment and remittance business model, fintech and blockchain technology is able to drastically reduce the cost of remittance. Fintechs are focusing on payments to acquire customers rapidly at a lower cost. The customer is provided with a memorable experience in terms of speed, convenience, and the multi-channel accessibility. Both the retail and corporate customers are reaping the benefits of the TX-driven innovative payments and the remittance services. The payments gateway platforms provided by the fintechs enable the business to provide safer, faster, and more convenient modes of payments. The B2B payment platforms facilitate the payments between the businesses by raising electronic invoicing for the payment processing. The digital escrow services are useful for secure and transparent payment processing of high-value real estate and wholesale banking transactions. Now, the mobile payment model. The mobile payment platforms enable the consumers to make payments using their mobile devices, having mobile applications of the bank with the advanced technologies such as the near-field communications or the quick response calls. The lending business model. Fintech companies are creating new models to make lending decisions, source capital, and service the loans. We are also helping the banks and financial institutions to integrate the online lending services into unified core banking software to enable the agility and innovation needed for the quick processing and disbursement of the loans. Borrowers are provided with convenience, simplicity, transparency, flexibility, and personalization lending services. Technology allows the risk to be better understood and automation of lending processes, including the recovery and the NPA management, is succeeding in generating a profitable lending portfolio for the banks and the financial institutions. Alternative credit scoring platforms help the lenders to use non-traditional data sources such as the social media and online behavior to access the creditworthiness of the borrowers. A fairer price due to the lower base cost capability of targeting specific risk markets is also possible with the digital lending platforms. Next, we come to the peer-to-peer lending business model. In a peer-to-peer lending business model, lending money to individuals or businesses happen through online services that match the lenders with the borrowers. The P2P space emerges as the next level of online lending. The lending intermediaries generate the revenue by collecting a one-time fee on the funded loans. They also charge loan servicing fees to the investors. Fintechs firms provide various facilities to P2P lending platforms, such as the online investment platforms to enable the borrower to attract lenders and investors, development of credit models for loan approvals and pricing, returns as per the risk involved, verifying the borrower credential and filtering out the unqualified borrowers, processing payments from the borrowers, and the legal compliance and reporting. Now we look at the crowdsourcing business model. The term crowdsourcing was coined by Jeff Howe and Mark Robinson in 2006 to describe how businesses were using the internet to outsource work to the crowd. Crowdsourcing is used by individuals or organizations to obtain the ideas, funds, time, expertise, etc., etc., from a group of people or a crowd from the internet to improve the cost, speed, quality, flexibility, scalability, or the diversity in the business. Fintech companies and the technological innovations are making it possible for the startups to reach a large number of possible contributors. Donors have a noble cause to help the bright minds. However, in crowd investing, investors invest their money in advance for equity and share in the profits of the company. The funding comprises of the six stages. First is the early stages, where funding is decided on the basis of projections of high returns in the future. Next stage is the seed stage, where investors' confidence is won to build a prototype in exchange for the shares in the business. The third stage is the growth stage, where proper funding happens on the basis of detailed business plan and the solutions created is tested in the market. The fourth stage is the expansion stage, which originates after the success in the growth stage. The fifth stage is the bridge stage, preparatory stage before launching the IPO, and final stage is the IPO stage, where the business sells its shares through the exchange. Now we look at the InsurTech model. In an InsurTech model, it will be specifically created for serving insurance companies with high-end technology products to reach, engage, and retain the insured by adding more value with personalized and cost-effective insurance products and services. Insurance computing mechanisms are developed to determine the eligibility of the prospect for the insurance underwriting and calculate the insurance premiums based on the social signals, medical history, habits, lifestyles, etc. Now we look at the RegTech model. RegTech model is specifically created for financial institutions to have prompt compliance with the regulatory requirements such as the anti-money laundering, the Know Your Customer regulations, the how to avoid penalties from regulators for non-compliance with the regulations. Automated reporting and risk management are the special features of a RegTech. Now let us look at the digital wallet model. The digital wallet model has already created a wave by enabling consumers to carry the bank in their digital wallets. The model enables the users to store, manage, and transact with the digital currencies. Now let us look at the blockchain-based model. In a blockchain-based model, the fintech companies leverage the security and transparency provided by the blockchain technology to offer the decentralized financial services and storage in a tamper-proof, immutable environment. It also allows the low-cost, fast, and secure cross-border money transfers. What about an API-enabled model? The API-enabled model provides an opportunity to fintech companies provide application programming interfaces to allow for seamless data exchange and collaboration between the financial institutions. Now let's look at advantages of effective business models. Effective business models can provide various advantages to banks and financial companies, such as streamlining its operation and reducing the waste, reduction of costs by optimizing the operations, making innovations for adapting to the changing market conditions and the customer, improving productivity by automating processes and leveraging technology to streamline crucial operations. The advantages also include improved customer satisfaction and delight by providing quality products and services, and wide range of alternative delivery channels, gaining a competitive edge by differentiating itself by offering unique value propositions, innovative products or services, and superior customer preferences, optimizing the existing revenue streams, making the data-driven decisions based on key performance indicators and the strategic objectives, maintaining a strong brand reputation by delivering high-quality additional value-based products and services to build the customer loyalty by exceeding customer expectations, achieving sustainable growth with more market penetration, and generating new sources of income. The advantage also includes scaling of operations to grow its customer base without incurring high additional costs, fostering collaboration among different financial services third-party providers such as insurance, mutual fund, broking, etc., and managing risk with automated risk management platforms and tools, and developing strategies to mitigate the risk. It also includes engaging and motivating all the stakeholders, including employees, to themselves with the bank's vision, mission, values, and goals. It also promotes ethical behavior and transparency and improves the regulatory compliance. Having seen about the advantages, now let's look at the disadvantages of ineffective business model. Number one, struggle to pivot and respond with quick plan actions when circumstances demand it. Complex and difficult to understand business models will pose serious challenges to employees and teams to align themselves with the fintech companies with vision, mission, goal, and objectives. The business may struggle to succeed and competitors will gain an edge. So these are the disadvantages of ineffective business models. Some of them also include not sustainable over the long term and may close down at an early stage. R&D and innovations will be limited due to the higher cost of operations and penalties and caution notes from the regulators for regular non-compliances due to ineffective business models. So these were the disadvantages. There are certain limitations of business models also. Like fintech companies may find it challenging to apply the concepts of advanced technology in practice. They may also need help to be equipped with adequate resources and guidance. Rigid business model can curtail the flexibility in functioning and adapting to the changing environments and customer preferences. Business models that work well today and provide the desired results may need to be more effective in a rapidly evolving fintech landscape. When fintech understands the current nuances in technology, the existing technology might become outdated with new emerging technology. Cultural differences due to the fintech operations in different regions or countries might impact the correct application of business models. Business models based on assumption and forecasting may provide different results than planned and budgeted. And finally, business models might be impacted by the external economic factors such as recessions, inflation, and the currency fluctuations, making achieving sustainable growth and profitability difficult. Thank you.